Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ramon Santiago. Batting second. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting third. The DH, Dimitri Young. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randall Simon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Robert Fick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brandon Inga. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wendell McGee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Truby. Batting ninth. The left fielder, George Lombard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Adam Bernero. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Todd Ritchie. And now, play ball. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santiago is called out on strikes. 1 out. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Easley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Simon takes first base on ball 4. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Santiago settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Truby hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Trouby reaches second base with a double. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lombard hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trouby juggles the ball. That's an error on Trouby. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clayton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Easily settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Easley is 0 for 1 in the game. Easley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Easley reaches second base with a double. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easley scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simon hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fick strikes out. 2 outs. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 1 in the game. Inga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trouby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richie fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Truby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Truby strikes out. 2 outs. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lombard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton, who is chasing the ball. Lombard reaches third base with a triple. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santiago is 0 for 2 in the game. Santiago hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Truby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton bunts towards third. Truby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clayton moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McGee. Durham reaches second base with a double. Clayton scores. Lofton goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. That's a stolen base and an error. Durham scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Damian Easley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Easley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easley takes first base on ball 4. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Simon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simon hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Lima now pitching. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fick hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Inga is 0-for-2 in the game. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clayton hits a line drive into left field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Truby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Truby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lombard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lombard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santiago is 0-for-3 in the game. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Damian Easley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Easley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Easley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Henriquez now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Inga and he is safe. Durham steals second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Ordonez tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-5, White Sox. Jose Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Damaso Marte now pitching. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simon hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Marte. Fick moves to second. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Inga is 0-for-3 in the game. Inga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rowan throws the ball into Konerko, who tags Inga trying to return to first, for the out. Fick moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Paniagua now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clayton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clayton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Clayton moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Alomar scores. Clayton moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 11-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 15-5, White Sox. Jeff Farnsworth now pitching. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lombard. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Konerko moves to third. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Konerko scores. Valentin moves to third. 2 outs. It's 16-5, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fick. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. It's 17-5, White Sox. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farnsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 17, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Wendell Magee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magee is 0 for 3 in the game. Magee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-6, White Sox. Chris Truby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Truby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Truby hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Lombard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lombard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lombard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santiago is 0 for 4 in the game. Santiago is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Easley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Easley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 17-8, White Sox. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-9, White Sox. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Simon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 17, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.